This is reposted.
Hello, and welcome to Reposted. In the next few moments, we'll be breaking down a post that we have found to be inspiring, interesting, or otherwise entertaining. Quotes that catch our eye and we feel are worth a deeper look. Thank you for stopping by.
All right, Andrew. Step two of the Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step program says this. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Someone once told me a long time ago that like how we think of God or like a higher power basically all comes down to how we thought of our parents or lack of parents. So for instance, if your dad was an angry person, you think God's angry. Like if you're an orphan, you think, oh, God abandons people. Like if you were raised without a mom, you were raised in a more masculine home, you think God's a masculine person. So this sort of notion kind of puts God into a specific box for each particular person. And I like this idea of the 12-step people coming and saying like, okay, you're trying to get sober. You've probably tried a gazillion times to try to get sober. What we're asking you to do is maybe think differently than how you would have in the past, perhaps maybe about God.
Do you think this is necessarily God or it could be an external person? It could be a person though.
It could be literally, they're even saying it could be the 12-step program itself. That could be the higher power. You're absolutely right. It could be anything.
Yeah. It could be. I've never been to AA. I think I know some people that have gone to AA, but I think this is a interesting step two is the interesting one to pick. Where one, you have to admit you have a problem and then it goes on. Have you ever been to AA?
I've not, but I've read a couple of books, definitely know some people. And I think the thing that's amazing about AA is you could say, well, it's crazy or whatever, but of all the things that change addiction, AA is clearly that has the most success in the history of, you can almost argue, the universe of helping people with their addiction. So you might not, this step two might be like, well, that's crazy, but you have to argue that, hey, you know what? They've been successful. So they got to have something going on there.
Do you know much about the history of it? I read a little bit and I thought it's pretty interesting. It was
give
like
it to us.
Two guys were like, hey man, I got a drinking problem. Let's do something about it. And then I think it was in the 30s they wrote their book, or maybe their book came out in the 30s and it's grown into what it is today. I read last year there was 2 million active members of AA.
Yeah. And like, this is a kind of a controversial one. That's why I chose it, because whenever you talk about God, people, or universe or higher power, people kind of want to freak out and be like, oh, you're trying to make me a religion, blah, blah, blah. But I really like the subtleness of this. They're just saying, and by the way, they're not saying you need to find a higher power. It's saying, could you possibly maybe kind of give yourself over to a power? It's just, I feel like this is saying like, hey, however you've thought about the universe, maybe there's a different way to think about it. That I think that's all. And that's kind of what, when you read about the people coming and meeting with people in AA, they're just saying like, hey, just try it out. Just try this out. Try this theory on.
I'm not sure if it even goes as far as to suggest that you should believe in a God. I think it's more of like, you've tried this by yourself. It's not working. Give yourself up to your sponsor, your community.
Yeah.
Possibly a higher power. Or just is realizing your size in the world. I think it also gives you a perspective, thinking that there's a higher power or something greater than you can do it, especially with the way that we are today with social media and just everything seems to revolve around you, like going out into nature and realizing I am so small in the scale of this that maybe there is something more to it than just me gritting my teeth together and pressing onward.
You don't know. I told you, that's awesome. And some of these questions that came along, do you have any fears about coming to believe in something greater than yourself? Why is having a closed mindset harmful to your personal recovery? There's all these questions that sort of lead you to like, why have you thought the way you thought? And maybe it's okay to have a different way of going about it. Once again, using that maybe term, maybe.
Yeah. I think also the first thing you said is like, I forgot what you just said, but like you can think, can you think outside of yourself? Like, I think, especially in the Western world, we're so programmed to think that we have to be able to do it ourselves. And there's got to be a fear in letting go of you being able to fix it. Like, it's scary to put your trust into something else. And so I think that's why step two can be such a powerful. I mean, you don't have to be an AA to even have this thought. Like, if you're going through hard times, like I would say the majority of the time, leaning on a support system, a person, a God, a higher power is probably going to be better for you than trying to do it yourself.
No, I think what you said too is great. Like, it's totally like an American Western thought. Like, hey, something's going wrong, just fix it, do it yourself. Like, the reason we settled America, we went east to west, we crossed the Rockies, and we did it ourselves. Like, we're self-reliant. But I feel like in like the rest of the world, maybe not the rest of the world, maybe they're just more, there's a more mystical power, or it doesn't really revolve around you as much as it does here in the United States.
And I think also on a more capitalistic note, you hear entrepreneurs talk about, or the successful ones talk about, how they're able to delegate and they understand, like, if you want to start a company and you want to do 100% of the work yourself, you're not going to be successful. You need to put your trust in the system that you've built and be able to move on. So it's taking it other places.
Uncle Kirk, our intern for the show, introduced me to a show called The Leftovers. Do you ever see it? It's on HBO?
No.
It's this really interesting show about where the universe heads. But anyways, the song, the intro for the song is called Let the Mystery Be. And the lyrics are, everybody's wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody's worrying about where they're going to go when the whole thing's done, but nobody knows for certain. And so all same to me, I think I'll let the mystery be. Can you just let there be mystery? And I don't think a lot of us do that. Let the mystery be.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Well, if you would like Larry's HBO Go account, please reach out. Find us at Reposted Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I'm Andrew Keller for the Higher Power, Sam. Thanks for stopping by.